Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley. I am your natural health care doctor, also known as your alternative doctor. I always thought it was weird to say natural was alternative, but it is nowadays in the healthcare arena. But people are starting to wake up and find out that they can get healthy, can stay healthy, and do it naturally. It's not a lot of work. I'm not saying it's no work, but it's not a lot of work, especially once you're up and going and you get your system down there on what you like to eat. And it's a little different way of living, but it's well worth it. The average man's now living to be 76 years old. These bodies are designed to live to be 128 years old. This says so in research, says so in the Bible. 128 years old. Now, I'm not saying we all need to live to be 128 years old. I'm saying there's a lot of body there if we just took a little better care of it. And we do at my office. We get people putting years to their life and life to their years just because we found the underlying issue and we're healing it up with nutrition, whole food nutrition. All right, here's somebody that came to my office and they did a improvement report. When they start to improve, we asked them to write that up for you, for us. And we said, what was it like before you came to see us? Well, when I first came to see Dr. Foley, my sleep was restless and I had low energy. How is it now? My sleep has improved greatly. I feel rested upon wakening. Also, my energy is much better. I can actually get things done. This is only my fourth visit on my program. I know I'm going in the right direction. And yeah, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to get somebody to start feeling better. But could you imagine waking up and not being able to get things done? That would be horrible. Just laying around on the couch watching TV, that's even worse. All right, so we were talking about inflammation. Let's go back to that for just a second. Oh, before we do that, I want to give you one last thing here. And that is a new service that I have. And it's watching a little video. And the video here, the way you get it, it's absolutely free. If you want to watch this video, you go to your text. You have to have a smartphone to do this. No dumb phones can do it. But a smartphone, and in the text area where you normally put the phone number, you put 44222. That's 44222. That's easy to remember. 44222. And put lose it. L-O-S-E-I-T, L-O-S-E-I-T. A friend of mine is going to pop up. He's on the video. His name is Dr. Pompa, and he's going to tell you why you can't lose weight. Why is it so hard for you to lose weight? All right, so if you like that video, then call my office and come to the workshop. We're going to have a workshop coming up this Saturday, March the 10th, and it's going to be a morning workshop, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Inflammation, we were talking about that. Of course, here's some other things that cause inflammation. Smoking, long-term infections, obviously. Gum disease will cause inflammation, and stress. And we have no stress in our lives, right? Nobody has any stress in their life. And there's good stress and bad stress. It doesn't matter what kind of stress. Good stress might be going to the gym and working out. That's stressful. Bad stress might be worried about money, worried about work, worried about one of your children. That is bad stress. And to the body, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. Stress is stress. And now, if you've ever had a blood test done and you had this a blood marker, it's called the C as in cat, C reactive protein. If that came back positive, that indicates inflammation in the arteries. Now, why would you have inflammation in the arteries? Well, there could be a lot of toxins building up in your body. You could have too much sugar in your body. You could have too much fat crushing down on top of the arteries causing inflammation. There's various reasons that you would have that, but that is an indication of inflammation in the body. Now, before I forget, obviously we want to get down to the very cause of this inflammation, which would usually be toxins on a cellular level. We got to clean up the cells, and we got to be able to get rid of the toxins. So in the meantime, we don't want you walking around with chronic inflammation. So there's a couple of things we could do. We could add in some fish oils. Now, I've probably got 12 different types of fish oil from 3 or 4 different types of companies. These are high-grade, professional-grade fish oils, but it's the omega-3s that most people are missing. And we want to get that into the body. That helps to alleviate the inflammation. Of course, we got to get down to the cause of it. That's not fixing it necessarily. Those that can't use fish oil, and believe it or not, there's quite a few people that can't use fish oil. If you ever take fish oil and you're burping it up, usually a gallbladder problem. If you don't have a gallbladder, then we're going to have to put in some bile salts to make sure that your body's able to do what it used to do with the gallbladder. But those that can't take fish oil for one reason or another, there's linium B6. Now, linium B6 is basically flaxseed oil that has the omega-3s in there. That's a plant source of omega-3s. And another one that I'd like to use for inflammation to kind of calm it down so that we can get a good hold on it is Fortil B12. Till stands for till moss. And they found out many years ago, as the story goes, as it was told to me, down in Louisiana, there was this guy. He lived out in the swamps, and he was drinking this tea. He lived to be close over 100. And he was drinking this tea, and they wanted to know, how's this guy lasting so long? So they found out that it was till moss is what he was drinking. He was making tea out of till moss and found out there was a lot of health benefits in till moss. So standard process, these are all standard process products, except for the omega-3s. They do make one, but there's other fish oils that we use at my office. The Fortil B12, they started making that in a pill form. You don't have to take it in a tea form, but it comes from till moss, and that helps to clean up the blood, get rid of the inflammation that's in the body. So those are the things that we would want to do to give the body a little relief while we're cleaning it up. And again, if you haven't been listening here for a little while, the thing that we're talking about is detoxifying the body. When you come to my office, there's three phases for that. The prep phase, which is the phase that everybody goes through to get ready to do the detox. Then I'd say 99.9% of everyone that comes in my office needs to do the body phase, which is cleaning up the body. We're going to clean up the downway pathways to get when we start working on the cells to get rid of the toxins. And that means we're going to clean up the kidneys, the intestinal tract. We're going to clean up the liver so that when the toxins dump in there, they can handle it easily and get rid of them. And then some people, quite a few people, need the brain phase. Now, in the brain phase, we use real binders. A lot of these binders that they're using, and a lot of the herbs that they use are not real binders, and you don't get the cleanse that you need to get on that. And we also have a binder that actually crosses the brain-blood barrier. It's a nutritional product. It crosses that and helps to clean up the cells around the brain. Now, how long would you have to do the brain phase? Well, some people maybe 30 days. Some people maybe 6 months. Some people 3 months. Some people maybe a year or even two. Does it really matter? As long as you're getting healthy, staying healthy, as long as you got rid of that brain fog, You know that the number one thing they find in patients with Alzheimer's is aluminum in there. We got aluminum. Here's what I find when I'm doing a hair analysis. So we do a hair analysis to look at various things. It'll tell us all the different ratios of the minerals that are coming out. But it also tells us, is there any heavy metals coming out? The number one thing I find in almost 99.9% of everyone that comes into my office is aluminum. It's in everything, and it's getting in everyone. Arsenic, you'd wonder, well, where's arsenic coming from? That's a poison. Well, yes, arsenic is a poison. It's also in apple juice, of all things. A couple of years ago, they were telling mothers not to feed their kids certain apple juice because it had too much arsenic in there. Arsenic is all over the place. They used to put it in wood preservatives, and people were making decks with this preserved wood, and they'd be walking on it with their bare feet, and arsenic's going up into their feet. What else? Cadmium. Cadmium is a common one. If you've ever lived in a house that had galvanized piping, when I was growing up, these are houses that were built back in the 60s and past. They usually had the galvanized piping in there. And at that time, as a kid, we'd go drink tap water, not think twice about it. And here it's coming through galvanized piping. So they'll have cadmium in there. And we find lead. Now, lead is all over the place. And you'd be surprised what you'd find lead in that can get into your body. All right. So those are the areas that we would want to work on. We want to do the prep phase and get the body prepared. We get into the body phase where we're cleaning up the glands and organs, the kidneys, the liver, the intestinal tract, and then we get into the body phase. Now, how do we know we need body phase and the brain phase? Well, we're going to do a test. It's called the meta-oxy test. And what that does is that tells us how much inflammation is actually in the body, how much of the cells are actually breaking down. Not only can we tell it to see how much is breaking down, but we're going to be able to see how it improves over time too. It's a very simple test. It's a urine test. We do this in my office, and we'll be able to not only see how much is breaking down, but also track how much is breaking down. Now, we were talking about high fructose corn syrup a while ago, and this has replaced many sugars in many processed foods and is now found in soft drinks and sweet beverages, cereals, breads, lunch meats, soups, condiments, yogurt, and much more. And guess what else is in high fructose corn syrup? Mercury. You're going to find that in there. All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we're going to finish up our discussion here on how to detox the body, get healthy, and stay healthy.